You know, it is quite exciting for us and for the team as input as well, and we've been working for this moment for quite some time, so we're glad to be here today and very excited about the future.
So, and I want to get to the input stuff, but some people said Deltek. Who's Deltek? There are some people out there who don't know what Deltek is. Describe, what's your elevator pitch when you describe what you do?
Sure. Deltek is an enterprise software company, been in business for 27, 28 years now, focused exclusively on project-oriented businesses. And we count among our customers almost 90 of the top 100 federal contractors, about 450 of the world's top architectural and engineering firms. And what unites our business is just they're very project-focused, and we have mission-critical solutions that help them run their business.
And I was reading Washington Technology story about the input thing. They described you as a lot of back office accounting, which I know is critical to a lot of if federal contractors survive. That's really an important piece of this.
And that's really where we've got our start. We've got a very long history in that business, and we like to describe ourselves as the gold standard of financial solutions for government contractors. But in the last 5 years or so, we've really expanded out into mid-office solutions and front-office solutions, everything from earned value management, which is also very critical for government contractors to successfully manage projects, and business development solutions and CRM solutions focused on government contracting as well. And that's really where input really fits quite nicely into our solution and is a great strategic fit for us.
Well, and that's what I wanted to talk about is this strategic fit. How does input complete or benefit? Why input?
Well, input, as you know, is the leading provider of research and content and business opportunity research for the federal government contracting market, and they're also very big in the state and local market as well. And so it is the go-to source, the authority on government business, and we feel, and I think input does as well, that if the combination of their content, and they've got very rich content in the federal space, as you know, and combining that with great technology and great software from Deltek, is really going to be where the future is from a business development perspective. And with partnering that with the networking capability that Input brings and GovWin brings, it's the ability to find the right opportunities, organize your workforce around them, find the right subcontractors and partners in the ecosystem to work on those opportunities, and really cover the entire business cycle from opportunity identification to project delivery. And we can cover the entire waterfront in a way that I think no other company on the planet can.
Well, and there's a lot of people that are seem to be jumping into this space. Bloomberg making a big push and hiring Alan Holmes and seemingly everybody else under the planet. And of course, FedSource has been doing this for a long time. What gives you guys the unique competitive advantage? Why would a government contractor choose Input, FedSource's Deltek, or Deltek, Fed, no, let me rephrase that, Deltek Input as opposed to FedSource's?
Well, I think, you know, FedSources is a terrific company and they do very good things as well, and they are a competitor in that sense. But from our perspective, it's not only the content that FedSources brings, but the marriage of that with technology, which is what Deltek as a software provider brings. And that end-to-end process, again, from opportunity all the way through project delivery, is something that we feel very strongly about, and we feel that market is underserved, and we're laser-focused at trying to bring unique value and unique technology to those companies in a way that is differentiating for them.
Now, you guys have been on a little bit of a buying spree. This is, what, 8 acquisitions in just a couple of years. This one, the biggest, but recently MySBX, which is an online network for building and managing partners that the company that you guys bought back in, what, December?
Back in December, and the MySBX acquisition actually was done with this in mind. It was always our objective, and we started talking internally about this more than a year ago. The MySBX acquisition makes a terrific sense for Deltek on its own, but if you think about that.
Well, describe to people what MySBX is in case they don't know.
MySBX is an online network devoted exclusively to the government contracting community. So it's both internal and external management of subcontractors, its content, its news, it's a variety of resources in the government contracting ecosystem, and it's something that we think is going to continue to grow. We have over 15,000 members in that network today, and it's a network on its own, and we're looking at building out content for it and bringing new capabilities and delivering online capabilities to government contractors. And we bought that in December of this past year. When we bought that, I think it was a terrific thing in its own, and we're very, very proud of where it's gone. It's been renamed GovWin, as you mentioned earlier.
Right.
But it also makes a terrific sense in relationship to input. So it's the input capabilities of research that bring content to GovWin. It's the opportunity management and the opportunity database that brings content to the government contracting community. And if you look at Deltek inside the company providing customer management and workforce solutions, I think that the whole ecosystem starts to make sense, and you can make some very exciting technology and content connections in a way that you couldn't before. It's very exciting for us, obviously.
And it seems like building that community around these contracts could be a pretty powerful combination.
We think so, and it's the thesis behind the investment in both GovWin and Input, and it's been a thesis of ours for some time. And again, building out from that back office strength that we talked about a few moments ago, and continuing to grow into more value added solutions beyond just core accounting is the future for our company.
Yeah, one of the things, you know, with all this openness and transparency that's going on, and a lot of push to make a lot of the contracting information more open and transparent, when I tweeted out my story this morning, a bunch of people responded back saying, hold on, with all this stuff, is Input going to continue to have a role, say, 15, 20 years from now?
Undoubtedly, and I think that all of the information that Input has is publicly available, and you know we'll through Input do original research around that. But it is so disaggregated and spread out in so many places that Input really brings a lot of original research and a lot of aggregation of those capabilities in ways that no one individual company could do on their own. No one business development team could cover the entire waterfront that way. And I think there's a role for Input certainly going forward for a very long period of time as being an aggregator and analysis around those activities in a way that companies don't want to invest and create on their own.
And I know I saw in your release that you said you actually want to grow Input as well.
We think there's a lot of opportunity to grow Input and taking advantage of some of the very deep relationships that Deltek has. We think we can build the Input business. There's a very large opportunity in the architectural and engineering world at the state and local level and at the federal level as well. And with 9,000 customers in the architectural business that we have today, we think that we can bring new value to that business and help them grow their business by using our customers and our capabilities.
And by the way, congratulations on managing to keep the deal, your deal, quiet until, I mean, but there were all sorts of false reports going on. You had to be sort of sitting back there, sort of snickering a little bit.
Well, it was interesting to see some of the rumors, obviously, earlier.
Oh, my God, they were going nuts. The rumor mill was going nuts.
And, well, it was exciting to see that because we certainly knew what the answer was at that point, and this was a deal that we consummated a few days back, and it had been something that the Input and the Deltek team had been working on quite hard, you know, behind the scenes. And as a publicly traded company, we guard those secrets very, very carefully. And so we were glad it didn't get out, but glad the news is out today.
I know, and I've gotten a couple of emails from folks over at Input who said, are they going to lay people off, or how do you make those decisions?
Well, I was over at Input this morning, meeting with the team and with Peter and the team, and as I shared with them, this is an acquisition that's really born out of opportunity, and there are no layoffs coming. This is not an acquisition that's a cost consolidation acquisition. As I said to the team this morning, we're not consolidating data centers in Topeka, Kansas, because there's almost no overlap between the two businesses from that perspective, but this is really about accelerating their business and accelerating our business around them, and I think our first priority is to help them grow their business. They've done quite well. This is a very successful company in its own right, and we have a great deal of affection and admiration for them. But we think with a little more marketing and with a little more sales leadership from our perspective and the ability to take advantage of some of the deep relationships that we've built up over the years, we think we can help them do even better. And at the same token, I think we can bring some technology and some products into their marketplace that will help their customers as well. So this is really one that's almost exclusively born out of opportunity, and that's what I shared with the Input team this morning.
And last question, I only have a couple minutes, a couple seconds left, but Peter Cunningham, who has led Input for years, does he remain involved or?
Peter is not going to be involved on a day-to-day basis, and Peter's going to be an advisor to me for the next few years, and Peter and I have developed a very good relationship, and I'm looking forward to working with him and looking for his advice at different points in time in terms of growing the business and things like that. But Peter is not involved day-to-day after today, but he's going to be on the background helping us figure out what's next.